Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 28th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is indeed our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. All right, let's see. We've got so much to cover. I just got back from the National Association of Broadcasters Convention. I'm in my home studio now. That's fantastic news. It's great to be back. It was great to be on the road. Wow, a lot going on. The National Association of Broadcasters Convention was quite good. I was really, really, really shocked, though. I thought they would have a whole lot more with regards to companies and their ability to deal with social media, etc. Really, social media for the mainstream media is kind of an afterthought. Now you say, wait a minute, Sam, what are you talking about? They all have accounts. And I know. But you would think they would provide a lot of tools to help broadcasters interface with the mainstream press. And they really didn't. I found that shocking. Now, some of the podcast server technologies and podcast distribution platforms and stuff like that did have, or do have, I should say, some social media components, but it was a lot less than I expected, really. I was kind of amazed. I was kind of shocked and surprised that there wasn't a whole lot more to that. Anyway, that shocked me. There was a little bit of new technology, but not too much. A lot of technology, more and more is video. When I used to go to the radio conventions, it was like there was a whole radio section, and then there was a video kind of a, let me say it differently. I step back a second because I want to explain it right. For the most part, the National Association of Broadcasters show in Vegas is a video show. And it's always been that way. But there's always been a really large radio section, nevertheless. In the past, they've even had a whole section for startups. For like brand new companies with brand new ideas that just weren't big enough to really justify a full booth or whatever. But they wanted to. So they had kind of a startup area, and you could kind of walk through and see some of the new innovations and ideas and things people had. It was pretty neat. Number one, I didn't see the startup group there at all, really, this time. Now, maybe it was there. I asked somebody about it, and they said it was there, but then I couldn't find it when I looked. That was interesting. It was also interesting that the whole radio section, pretty much, as far as I could tell, is gone. I mean, there's a lot of companies that relate to radio only, but most of them had video components to them now. So radio in and of itself is going away. And on the way to one of these shows, NAB-wise, I talked to a guy that ran a Lyft. And he was basically saying, look, radio's dead. Can you save it for me? I love radio, but radio seems to be dead. Now, I don't agree with him at all that radio's dead. But I understand the point, and he's at least right when it comes to the NAB. There wasn't a whole radio section anymore. The radio companies were all just mixed in with the video companies and the TV companies, and everybody had a video aspect to what they were doing. It was kind of fascinating. Makes me wonder if we ought to get with the times and do a lot more TV stuff. But, man, TV stuff's really expensive. TV stuff requires a whole different standard, a whole different level of production and capabilities. And, you know, when you do radio, you can just jump on the microphone in average clothes. You don't have to have your hair all squared away or whatever. On video, you got to have that done, right? So there's a lot more to it, but man, it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. So I found that fascinating. I found that the companies that were there were big dollar companies. When you go to video, you're talking big dollars. And many, many, many of the companies that I saw, their whole gig was ingesting video. I don't know if you know what that means, but to ingest video is to take a source, to import it or encode it into your system, and then do something with it, right? to do something with the video and then spit something else out of the other end with all your magic added, if you will. And I'm telling you, company after company after company, I went up to them and I read their little description. And I'm like, hey, can you explain to me what you do? And they would all say, you know what? We ingested a video. We ingest video. We ingest video. So that means they import it, they ingest it into their system, and then they do stuff to it. Some related to marketing. Some related to algorithms that ran through AI, if you will, artificial intelligence that ran through all your audio or video, and it would create a series, a whole database of tags that were usable. Start markers, end markers, and searchable things. So pictures or photos would be described in ways that you could search for them. You know, a cat runs across the street in your video. You could literally say cat, and it would find the instances of the cat running across the street kind of stuff. Very neat technology, but very, very expensive technology. I talked to them, and they're like, hey, a lot of our clients are $50,000-$60,000 a month. Those are the big clients. Some of our small clients are $6,000 to $9,000 a month. And I'm kind of thinking, wow, even for a small client, that's really, really expensive stuff, isn't it? They would do all kinds of things according to advertising, according to tagging up video. They would convert video from one format to another. It's called transcoding. They would make video available in a ton of different formats. They would make video available on different players and accessed different ways. And they would provide analytics on the video. And they would grab video from the internet. There was one company that literally said, hey, you put any URL in from the internet and we'll get the video for you. And yeah, we're so good at it. If you find one that we can't do, send it to us. We'll figure out how to do it and add it to our list so that we can do it for you next time. And I mean, it was amazing stuff. There's a lot of neat things. There's a lot of very expensive hardware out there that's pretty neat. There's a lot of new, let me say it differently. There's a lot of companies that are providing new services and capabilities. Shure Microphones is a great example. They were always into the broadcast microphones. But now they've got a little small $99 bubble mic kind of a thing that sits on your desk, and it's designed to help your webinars be better or your web meetings be better on Zoom or something else. Very cool stuff. They're making a lot of their mics more flexible. They had a portable mic that goes on a cell phone. They had a bunch of unique technologies there. But overall, I found the NAB... I don't know how you say it, full of big business. It's not meant for the small guy. It's not meant for the faint of heart. It's big radio, big TV, big money stuff. Anyway, that's a summary on the National Association of Broadcasters Convention event. I already reported on their hostile attitude towards those who are not vaccinated, etc., forcing us to go get tests and anything else. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's show. We were live and we asked, is the FDA actually destroying and interested in harming the health of Americans? Sadly, the answer is yes. The FDA renews, quote, horse smear as ivermectin trends on new Twitter. Agency tweets, quote, hold your horses. Well, our buddy fires back and says, not so fast. Hold your horses, folks. Hold your horses, y'all. Drug successfully treating COVID is not approved, right? Well, Dr. Pierre Corey fired back. He's the guy that testified to the Senate due to the effectiveness of COVID-19 being treated with ivermectin, right? He fired back and he said, you're not a horse, you're not a cow, you're Big Pharma's A, right? He tweeted, the FDA, he wrote, was messaging BS by citing one corrupt study while ignoring 82 trials, including 33 randomized controlled trials with 129,000 participants in 27 countries. The show massive benefits of ivermectin. He says, stop lying, man. People are dying. Amen to that. We also talked about social media platforms stifled competition and conversations while California pushed potentially case-precedenting legislation that would literally take a doctor's license for not peddling the official line on COVID. Elon Musk buys Twitter. Will he reveal the black box technology and the algorithms behind it? Ben Swan with Sovereign Media asks that brilliant question. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. On hour two, we talked about Tom Jones, why he's running the Village to Village run. 76 marathons in 76 days. UnitedWePledge.org to keep an eye on Tom's run. We also talked about balanceofnature.com CEO Lex Howard, and he's funding this great educational opportunity for children, trying to really get people interested in patriotism again. The genius of the founding fathers, the blessings of God Almighty, the miracles in our founding, in our continued great nation. All right, we also talked about John Durham issues trial subpoenas to members of the Clinton campaign and the DNC. The EpicTimes.com, the campaign's lawyers say, hey, you know what, we got a client attorney privilege going on. You can't touch us. And John Durham and crew are saying, no, that doesn't fly. We also talked about the fact that it's beyond dirty tricks. Firm Hillary hired and created bogus media reports on these Trump emails. Yeah, that's a recap of yesterday's show. News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now in seconds on your radio.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier. And this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Honest Money's in the house. Brian Rust, RustCoinGift.com. Welcome back, my brother.
Hey, thank you much, Sam. Good to be with you. Glad you're safely back from your convention.
Wow, it was crazy, sir. It was really good, but it was crazy. All right, let's talk Honest Money, man. Where's gold sitting, sir?
Gold's down about $57,
$18,92.30. Wow, that's kind of surprising, isn't it?
Well, it is surprising. Those that have been kind of in it a long time. Basically, you look at this as, I always look at this kind of as a weeding, you know, trying to force people out. I mean, your paper market does that, trying to get people to drop out simply because, oh, it's dropping, I got to get out now. So they kind of force that out. Plus, I mean, even trying
and
to...
And then, hold on. When they force that out by doing that, then what happens is it kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it, Brian?
Right. Absolutely. You know, you're right on. And so also in the fact of, okay, well, if people, what they called on these options and so on, all of a sudden called in those options, I want delivery. I mean, there's no way they would be able to deliver the amount of contracts that would be drawn. So, yeah.
Well, and if they force people out too, even when people start to demand contracts, if you force people out, a lot of people really by getting out, give up their need to have delivery anyway, right?
Right. That's exactly right. Yep.
All right. Where's silver looking?
Silver's down 23.20, so it's down about $1.70 or so, yep, over the last week.
And that's a lot more than would be expected as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're seeing these kind of pushes, and they tend to do this. You know, it's interesting that these big paper market players and they make, you know, billions of dollars or, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars or find hundreds of millions of dollars each year and they make their profits. But, you know, it's amazing to me. Well, why are they buying physical? That's interesting. Why would you buy physical? You're making so much money in this paper market. Why are you buying physical? Okay, well, what's their answer? Well, you know, we're just hedging. We're just trying to, I don't know. You know, you just don't ever get an answer, really.
Well, it's pretty, Brian.
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty when you hold it and feel it and touch it. You get kind of an awe, don't you?
That's right. I guess, the paper, if they use different color paper, they could, you know, maybe it'd be a pretty color, maybe. But, yeah.
For me, gold and silver is just pretty. It just doesn't have that same feel, no matter how pretty the paper. When you feel that, dude, and it's a little bit heavy in your hand and everything, you just go, yeah, buddy, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
All right. Where's rhodium looking?
Rhodium's down about 900. It's 18,800.
Ooh, Kurt's taking a beating. 900 yeah, an ounce. If you got a lot Kurt. Of ounces, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, our honey man is. That's right. He's got to rest up on the honey.
Well, if you got enough honey, even if you take a little hit on the rhodium, you're okay if you got a lot of honey.
Right, liquid gold.
Honey's like liquid gold, man. All right, Kelly Finnegan. Hey. Well-known chemist, senior chemist, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hey, we were talking about gold and silver being down a chunk. We believe the paper plays are manipulating the market, and then self-fulfilling prophecy kind of takes over with that. It also prevents them having to make delivery on so much if they were to be called to do so as well. Any quick thoughts on that, Kelly?
Well, with the paper stuff, I mean, the price, the premium you see is the price of the physical. So there is a difference now, but, you know, for every ounce of physical silver, there's 300 contracts or 300 ounces that there's contracts for. So those contracts can't be filled. And one day it's going to happen. People are going to want delivery and they're not going to be able to get it. It's musical chairs, you know? And so, it's like, as they say, if you don't have it in your hand, you don't own it. And gold, right. I think, is 1 to 100. So, you know, I always price things in gasoline. So, yeah, I don't worry about what the dollar does because they can print more of those.
Right.
I kind of find this interesting, though, when we talk about the musical chairs scenario and that they don't have enough to cover the deliveries and everything else. In any other industry, that would be criminal, Kelly, then Brian.
Oh, if I was making copies of Ford Mustangs and selling those for $40,000 each and saying, hey, here, you got a Mustang. Yeah, I'd go to jail.
Yeah, you bought a Mustang. It's an old style muscle car that's been restored. It's absolutely beautiful. You know, keep it for an investment. We'll hold on to it for you, Brian.
Yeah, I got a picture in Motor Magazine for you.
That's right. I like it.
Man, we could do pretty well, couldn't we?
I want to take delivery of mine. I'd like to sit in it.
Wait a
minute. Down the road. Come on.
You can't do that. Now, listen, everybody. Everybody can own a muscle car. It's like buying one of those stars and putting your name on it, Brian.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Our kids, I remember one, we had the the little concrete thing is you pour a little piece of concrete in your property, and then everyone puts their handprint. Yeah, we want to. That's what I want, the Star of Fame or the Hall of, yeah, one of those.
Yeah, Brian wants to hear the rumble, Kelly. He didn't want none right. of that Motor Magazine.
Yeah. Team. Well, you can go down to the dealership and feel that, you know, it's just like gold. If you want to see the gold, what it looks like, you know, go down to a place like Rust and look at it. But we've got it in, you know, on this piece of paper here, and it's much easier to trade. You know, you don't have to pay to store it, and it's great.
And not only that, it's housed in an awesome place where there's just Uber insurance and everything.
Yeah.
Right? Oh,
yeah.
It's like super insured this way, too, Brian.
Right.
Your car's safe and sound. So safe you'll never see it, buddy.
I have a picture of it, though. It's nice.
Yes, it is.
I blew
you can
that
tell everybody
up,
you're a proud owner.
That's right.
but I find it so interesting. That's what they really do, and everybody's okay with this, though. Very few real money people or investors or whatever you want to call it, experts in the field of investing or money or whatever you want to say, economics or whatever. None of those people, amazingly enough, most of them have big old highfalutin degrees too. And none of those people really call a halt to the con game. They never really point out the reality checks like we're doing, Brian. They don't. And I don't understand that because it seems like they're supposed to be like high level collegiate geniuses, aren't they?
Well, as long as there's money pouring in, you know, everybody's seen, you know, that seems to be happy and they can kind of continue to play this game. I think, you know, you look back and, you know, what it was a number of decades ago, basically people, when the crash, these crashes happened and caught so many people off guard, and they, you know, I mean, people were jumping out of hotel rooms. They couldn't figure things out and what happened, and Black Friday and all the other things, you know, they kind of went on, and boy, that seemed to, well, it affected a lot of people.
Kelly?
I was just going to say, a lot of it is they want people to think they're smarter than you. So you just can't understand it. You know, just like NFTs and cryptocurrencies, you know, they're smart enough to understand it. You don't understand this. And it's way beyond what you could even comprehend. So there's trying to keep that going. It is exactly like the Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah, how dare you question their, what do you want to call it, collaborative intelligence.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you'd go out on a limb if you did that.
Yeah, just get in line with everybody else. You're going to be all right.
All right. Wow. I find that very, very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what about the relationship between gold and silver a little bit? Has that changed with these changing numbers, Brian?
We're about 81-to-1 ratio.
So it's there. It's on the lower side from what we've seen recently, but it's still way out of the stratosphere, right?
Yeah, it was dropping down. We got into the 70s here a bit ago, and yeah, we've been over 100, so yeah.
Any response on that, Kelly?
Well, and I know people that actually play that, you know, like when it went to 100-to-1, what was that, about 2 years ago? Yeah, it's like, hey, I can trade in an ounce of gold and get 100 ounces of silver. And then it drops down to 50, and it's like, oh, I can trade in 50 ounces of silver and get an ounce of gold. And they just go back and forth that way. And, you know, you start building up a pile watching that.
Now, there used to be kind of a standard with that. In other words, there was an idea that said, hey, let's kind of lock the ratio, creating a broader currency stability. When we get back, we'll talk about that. Also, as you know, government, the Democrats, and Joe Biden and everybody else are putting together they want to get rid of cash. And we're going to talk about the privacy implications of that with Kelly Finnegan and Brian Rust. RustCoinandGift.com, your honest report, honest money report continues with Dr. Honest Money in seconds on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Senate is in session today, and there will be testifying before the Appropriations Subcommittees. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf will be there about 10 o'clock Eastern, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will be there about 10:30 in the morning Eastern. Russia and the United States have carried out an unexpected prisoner exchange on Wednesday. Marine veteran Trevor Reed was exchanged for a Russian drug trafficker serving a long prison sentence in America. Trevor Reed's parents, Paula and Joey, on CBS News.
He's doing better. We spoke to him early this morning right after he got on the plane, and he sounded a little subdued, kind of like he was maybe in shock. But then we spoke to him, I guess, about an hour ago. And sounded much better. They had got some fluids and food into him.
Trevor was sentenced for 9 years for allegedly grabbing a police officer's arm during a DUI arrest. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Looks like some people were working both sides of the fence, leading to America's opioid crisis.
The top executives for the consulting firm McKinsey & Company face the House Oversight Committee's questions about the part the company played in America's opioid crisis. This follows a committee report which found some consultants worked for health regulators even while they advised opioid drug makers on how to boost sales of their prescription painkillers. Ranking Republican member from Kentucky, James Comer, says the Biden administration should be held accountable for illegal drugs coming across the border.
Democrats aren't interested in fact-finding. They want the public to believe the opioid crisis is still driven by overprescribing. It is not. It is driven by the thousands of pounds of fentanyl and other illicit opioids pouring across our southern border every single day because of President Biden's open border policy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, RustCornegift.com, Kelly Finnegan in the house. We're talking about money, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about honesty. We're talking about integrity. And, man, if you can't be honest about money, what can you be honest about? May I ask that question? I look at this and I go, wow. All the mainstream economists and financial wizards and experts and none of them call a halt to the con game on the Federal Reserve note fiat system. But you know what? It's fractionalized banking, but now we have fractionalized. Well, how do they do that? They got a special privilege for money, Brian, to fractionalize. Otherwise, they couldn't, you know, have a con game and literally use our money against us. We wouldn't have inflation and belligerent debt out of control and everything else if we didn't have this fiat fractionalized money system. But then they tried to claim gold and silver that used to be the constitutional currency of America, mandated by the supreme law of the land. And then they basically said, hey, gold and silver is not money. Then they said, furthermore, though, even though it's not money, we can fractionalize paper on that and any other commodity we want to. So fractionalized banking went fractionalized, what, investing everywhere for everything? How does that all work, and how do they get away with this, Brian?
Well, I mean, it works in the sense of that's like you say, the con game basically is to take away the physical and suppress the people and so on. I mean, basically, what was it? The rule, ye who own the gold made the rules kind of thing. I mean, these leaders of countries, kings and whatever, they would tax the people and so on. But most of the people didn't have you know, the money. They had the widow's mite, per se, and that, but yet they would tax them and so on. The gold was hoarded by the, you know, the rulers, but as they, as we could see, that that gold and silver and so on was tradable. I mean, they could, you know, it was, it had value, and they, you know, and in trading value, it's a world commodity. And so in that sense, you know, the con game was to take away, you know, we used to, what, print silver coinage and you know, gold, you know, $20 gold pieces, $10 and other things as a valued piece that could be traded and so on. Maybe they set the price at a certain point, you know, 35-1 or whatever it was, that, you know, that they established over the various periods of times. But eventually, you know, the leadership wanted to take that because that their wealth they wanted to have in that, and they would just give you a note. Here's a note that's redeemable, and then they eventually took that out. You can't redeem it anymore for metal. Now it's just a useless piece of paper, but and then, you know, it could print as much as they want. And so and the more they print, the less value it has to purchase, as we can tell at the pump, the gas pump, and food and anything else. And but that $20 gold piece still has value. I've got some of those, yeah.
It is literally insanity, Kelly.
Well, and the reason it works is because we let it work. We've accepted that. When my dad was in the Korean War, when he was in basic training back east at Fort Dix, they had never seen a silver dollar. So he used to send his check home and have my grandmother buy silver dollars for it and send them back, and he was selling them for $2 each. And these guys back east had never seen a silver dollar. And back here, that's all they had. Nobody trusted paper. And now it's completely the other way around. Very few people actually know what an ounce of silver, an ounce of gold is worth.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just think this con game needs to be exposed, and we're just the people to do it. And they can try to manipulate us by having us believe we can't take on the rich and famous, or take on the, quote, educrats, or the professional, you know, financiers, or the economists, or whatever else. And they can mock us and say, well, Sam, you don't have a degree, or you whatever. I just challenge these people with their fractionalized manipulations. Hey, you answer me an honest question. Can you deliver all the gold and silver paper derivatives? Can you deliver hard physical assets for those? And if you can't, then do you have any business trading them as if they have actual value when factually they don't? In the real world, that's called fraud. Okay? That would never work. They'd come and haul you off so fast in yesteryear, it wouldn't be funny for this. But now, even though they're the ones that created the cash, now they want to get rid of the very cash they created. They want to move you to a digital world with zeros and ones where they can commit even greater magical fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the headline says, landmark digital money legislation to wipe out cash. This is a blatant attempt to control every issue of your life, including your money. New cash law will be disaster for savers. Do you want to respond to that first, Kelly?
Well, and they can control that and make you spend your money by just saying, hey, if you don't use your money, it's currency, it's not money. But if you don't spend your currency that you have in your account in 6 months, then we're going to deduct 10% off of that. So they're going to force the economy to be stimulated. And if they don't like where you're spending your cash, they can just shut that down. You know, hey, you're not a very good boy, so you don't get to travel outside of the state, or you can only buy 10 gallons of gas a week. So, yeah, the young kids think this is great.
Because you know there's an oil shortage, don't you, Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
And that, they told us in the 70s. Now they're not saying that. They're just saying Joe did it. Joe did the inflation. They're not telling you that there's no gas.
Now Putin did it. You know, even though only 1.4% of our fuel comes from Russia, you know, this giant increase is because of him.
I find it fascinating that, Brian, literally in the 70s, they were telling us we were out of gas. It's 50 years later, sir. And now they're going, well, there's plenty of gas. It's just that it costs a lot of money because of the Russians. You know, the Russians have been the boogeyman forever, haven't they?
Right. Is Biden actually a Russian name? Maybe that's a Russian name. Possibly. I don't know, but.
Well, we can blame it on Vladimir Biden if we want to.
That's right.
And I hate to admit it, but Joe's mom was a Finnegan.
Oh, is that right?
Poor Kelly.
Yeah. Kelly.
Ouch.
Gene Finnegan.
Genealogy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I know.
No. Okay, well.
Well, everyone's got some relatives. They're kind of like, hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, so landmark digital money legislation backed by Biden to wipe out cash, ladies and gentlemen. This is a blatant attempt to control every issue of your life, including your money. The new cash law will be disaster for savers. Do you want to respond to the saving aspect of this, Brian?
Well, just like Kelly said, I mean, yeah, as far as savers, I mean, there's a digital. You can't. How do you say it? They're looking right at all of it that's right there in front of you, and so on. And they have manipulated. They push a button, and one minute your funds are locked. You don't have any funds. Call this number. Then you go to that number just to see, well, what happened to my funds? And well, it's a recording. And just wait on this line for 2 hours, and then we'll get you. Anyway, that's just jokingly going ahead. But yeah, I mean, at one point we were not even talking about digital currency. There's no this Bitcoin is digital, so it's not going to happen. And yet, then other countries started to say, well, hey, we're going to adopt that and so on. Well, and then the U.S. Oh yeah, we're going to get involved. We got to have our hand on it. And so, yeah, it's just another way to suppress us and hold us accountable, but we're not smart enough, like Kelly had said, I guess is the bottom line, to even take care of our money. So why should we have it? And if we're going to have it, there should be someone controlling it. Maybe perhaps Vladimir Biden or whatever. Yeah.
Kelly, they say nowadays with money, the new kind of plan from the world organizations is kind of this. You will have nothing. In other words, no ownership, but don't worry, you'll be happy.
Yeah, don't worry, you'll be happy. Well, and it's funny, like how many young people I meet, and I'll ask them if they knew that gold was illegal to own at one time in the United States. And they're like, no, that's not true. Yeah, it was illegal to own gold in the United States. But yeah, I mean, there'll be a few that own everything. And of course, they won't be happy, but everybody else will, because you don't have to worry about ownership. You know, it made all the people in the Soviet Union so happy to not own anything. All those pictures of all those smiling Russians, I remember seeing them, back in the 60s and 70s. Owned nothing, but they obviously must have been happy, but it must have been way down deep inside.
Yeah, way
well,
down.
weren't they handed a bottle of vodka, Russian vodka, and then just...
Hey, I'm not under the influence of alcohol. Don't worry about it. I'm happy.
Don't worry. Super happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Brian Rust, Kelly Finnegan. We're talking about the Honest Money Report. RustCoinandGift.com on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
I want to finish on this topic. New cash law will be disasters for savers. You put cash on your mattress and they outlaw it. Pretty soon you have nothing. You got to get and spend in the economy or you're nobody, ladies and gentlemen. And this is kind of an interesting twist. The World Economic Forum 2030 says you will have nothing and you will be happy. Kelly, you didn't get a chance to chime in on this one.
Oh, yeah. I said something. Well, did you say Kelly or Brian?
Yeah, I just wanted you to be able to finish, Kelly. We kind of cut you off on the break is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. It's just, it's amazing that they say this. And, of course, you know, Davos, they're so smart, even though you've got to been like $50,000 to go. And I can't remember the doctor.
If I don't have anything and I'm happy, how am I going to go if I can't pay the 50 grand?
Well, you don't need to go because you're not smart enough.
Oh, I see. Okay,
people
good.
There that are.
But
that
I'm dumb and not, don't have to go.
You. Yeah, you don't have to worry about owning stuff, you know. You're going to have your 700-square-foot apartment. And your job, and, you know, it's just going to be great.
Now, was it they used to, you could get that, you know, years and years ago, you'd get that big catalog in the mail, and it was so awesome just to have the pictures of things. Could look through this catalog, and what was that big JCPenney catalog?
Sears and Roebuck, buddy.
No, that's it. Sears and Roebuck catalog, and you could look through it. Yeah. I mean, you could put pictures on the wall and kind of wallpaper up your room and stuff with these. And that was awesome. Yeah, you didn't need to buy anything. It's kind of like what we talked about. I don't need that Mustang. I just got a picture of it.
Let me tell you an interesting story. My uncle and aunt literally bought a home from Sears and Roebuck, and it was shipped into them on a train, man.
Is that right? That's
for awesome. Reals. And they still have that house today. Now, they've added on to it and everything else, but I'm telling you, the core of the house is still that Sears and Roebuck home that was brought in on a train. It's not a joke. It's real. It's crazy town.
That's awesome.
Nowadays, you don't take possession of anything, though. See,
yeah,
you don't need to ship it in on
nowadays.
A train anymore.
You'd have a picture.
Well, and
of
it's
it.
Actually going to be priced where you won't be able to afford a home anyway.
Well, I won't have anything. I'm just happy
to buy a house. And then now we're up to about 2.5 incomes to be able to afford a house. So, and then people have it on 30 years. Like, they're not even going to pay it off by the time they're retired, most of them.
Well, don't worry. If you don't have anything, eventually you'll be like the drink. You'll be naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's how you came into the world, Kelly. You don't need anything more.
They're going out the same way.
These guys, I mean, they're just, everything they say and do is so psychotic that you can't even take these people seriously. The problem is, while we're laughing at them because they're so nonsensical and so ridiculous, then they actually literally force this upon us, and pretty soon it's not a joke anymore is the problem, Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah, and people accept this. You know, we call it the new normal. And it's like, how many new normals do we need before we go, this isn't right? But as long as
Brian, what do you think? It's a new normal, buddy. You don't have anything.
Well, yeah, that's it. And then there's some new, they attach, you know, basically going forward, the new normal continues to just recycle itself in different letters. You know, maybe it's that we don't understand. So our minds are cluttered in the fact of, okay, well, they said it was the new normal. Now it's the new position, and then it's another, and then it's something else. And then we're just kicked down the road with all these. And sooner or later, what's the adage? Is it we're so twisted and tangled and so on that Satan just kind of leads you down to hell? Before you knew what was happening, you were so cluttered with so many things that you, oh, well, hell.
Yeah, but I'm not going to hell anymore, Brian. You want to know why? Because if I don't have anything, there's no flaxen cords to tie me down anymore, buddy. I'm free, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, ladies and gentlemen. This is a serious, serious question to a serious problem that we're facing, really. You know what? Does the end of cash mean the end of privacy, Brian?
Well, I would say not the end of privacy. I mean, part of that whole plan, basically, end of cash meaning, okay, well, what do we do? We rely on, we're on the dole, basically. They're end of cash. Someone's paying for us to survive, I guess. You know, as far as privacy goes, okay, maybe I have my house, but can't they just come into my house? Because I don't own the house, or I don't own the car, or I don't own anything, or I'm basically, I guess, in debt to them because they're helping me survive. So I would say I wouldn't have any privacy because they own me, I guess.
Yeah, what do you think? Is the end of cash the end of privacy, Kelly?
Yes, definitely, because you have no freedom to go out and spend without somebody knowing exactly what you did with it. Not that you have anything. And people, their thing is, well, I don't have anything to hide.
Yeah, you just have something to hide, don't you, Kelly?
Yeah.
I know you.
Yeah, I don't have anything to hide. Well, doesn't matter if you have something to hide. And honestly, now, you don't own a house. If you have to spend $500 a month to pay the taxes at the end of the year, you don't own the house. And if you don't pay that, they just take it from you and sell it to somebody else that'll pay the taxes. So you don't
I
really
believe
own
if they money. If they have an end to cash, there will be an end to privacy. And the reason there will be an end to privacy is because, again, let me say this very, very clearly. It's about control. It isn't about money. Okay, when they talk about in the World Economic Forum, this is a global agenda, 2030, they say you will have nothing and you will be happy. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is a serious problem. Because if they literally have no cash, they literally then control everything. What won't they control if they have money to hang over your head? You don't want to get the vaccine? Well, sorry, Brian. I mean, you don't really need to eat, I don't think. Or whatever the case may be, right? What can they not hold over your head or use against you if they control all the money? Is there anything that would not be on the table for their control?
No, I mean, lifeblood of our country kind of, you know, established where we have freedoms and freedom to choose and so on. I mean, they could take away freedom of religion, and I that would be devastating to me, or, you know, freedom to, you know, make choices and worship how I want. Also, you know, what is it rounding? Your question about if we don't take the vaccine. So would they round me up just like they rounded up the Japanese Americans, and we're going to put you in a camp because we're at war with Japan and you might be a threat. You have relatives that could, who knows, but is that the plan, right? I mean, there's all these agendas that they would, you know, force upon us. You know,
we think inflation is bad because of Biden, but Kelly, you were talking about Japan. It's worse in Japan than for us even, right?
Oh yeah. And I was going to say really quick, Jefferson wrote, life, liberty, and the pursuit of property. It wasn't happiness, but because the Southerners equated slaves as property, they had to change that. But yeah, Japan, in the last 7 months. See, their plan to get rid of the inflation is to print more currency. And so their inflation is 10% higher over the last 7 months than ours. So they're really getting, you know, and they're just trying to, you know, the government of Japan owns more than half of the stock. So the government of Japan literally owns every business in Japan.
And I don't mean to make this comment racist or anything else, but I'm going to be very blunt with this. You know, people are going to want to start to just trade in rice, Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's a physical commodity, and that's what people are starting to look at. But, you know, as you were saying, that they're just making everyone into slaves, because you'll be completely dependent on the state to let you live somewhere or have, you know, food. And, you know, do you want clean water? Yeah, it's way worse than people realize. And it is control.
Clean water seems like you're a little bit too ambitious, Kelly.
Well, you go anywhere else in the world and clean water isn't something that just comes out of the tap.
That's what I mean by you're too ambitious there, my friend. That's not reality for most of the world, sir.
Well, and our standards
here are some kind of an elitist.
Yeah. But our standard care is starting to go down. You know, we used to, you know, the customer was king, and now it's like, well, we don't have this, and this is what we got, and this is what you're going to take, and you're going to wait 2 weeks for it. And they're like, okay, that's what it is. And half the time it's the wrong size or it was filled wrong, and you'll just take it because, well, you know, that's the new normal. That's just what we have to accept. I don't want to sound like you're the old person, but. Boy, I'm starting to understand that.
It's kind of like, too, Sam, you talk, you know, like when we talk about ivermectin and some of these things that should be available to bless the lives of God's children right now, right? But no, I mean, you can't take that. And if this doctor says you can, well, this doctor's, he's not even a doctor, really. We're pulling his license so that we can't call him a doctor because that's not right. You're just not, you're not hearing what we're trying to tell you. Well, what are you trying to tell me? That you don't care about me because I'm going to die because you won't give me this that's available and it's not, I don't know. It seems like that. They take away your freedoms, right? Shouldn't we have the opportunity to choose? If it's saving lives and I want it, I should be able to choose to take it. Not you tell me I can't take it and then just throw me in there on a ventilator and hope I'll make it. I mean, I don't take it, make it. I don't know. Sorry. I'm just, but things like that.
I don't know why you think you should be able to choose by yourself. Don't you know that you might choose bad things based on the fake news that you've been ingesting for some time, sir?
Yeah, they're telling you what you can take, and you can't sue them if it's wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, dead people don't sue, Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Kelly's in there.
What do you think the time frame, before we end, we're about out of time. What do you think the time frame, we're going to do Brian, then Kelly. What do you think the time frame is going to be to where they really literally move cash out of our society? Let me tell you why I asked that. I went to the airport and I got some food at the airport and I tried to pay them cash and they said, we don't take cash here. That was just yesterday. How long do you think till they'll literally yank cash out of our society and make this real where your privacy is absolutely 100% gone? Brian?
Yeah, I've been saying this all along that they're pushing for this big time. And it's a very frightening aspect because once we have no control, and that's what, you know, metal, obviously that's why they don't like metal because it's still a tradable object or whatever. But yeah, they're pushing that big time to let's go digital. And millennials, they're all in. Hey, it's so easy to buy.
You only
got
about 20 seconds. Do you got a time frame for us, Kelly? How quick do you think they're going to try to pull the rug out from under us?
Sweden's already gone that way. Sweden's already said, nope, you can't use cash. I give it 5 years.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to pray that we can make this because I'm telling you right now, they will absolutely have dictatorial control of every one of us if they control all the money. For Brian Rust, Kelly Finnegan, and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. But you got to get involved, ladies and gentlemen. You got to stand for something. RustCoinAndGift.com, LibertyRoundTable.com, LovingLiberty.com. Spread the word, share the love, will you please? And we declare, God save the Republic of the United States of America.